What's up, Agro Kite? What's up, Unilag? Another episode of What's Up, Unilag? And this is your favorite guy, TO to the BI. And of course, I'm here with my squad and with the new cats. And there is a Toby and there's a new cat Toby. So I just want to like distinguish that before the new cat starts behaving like the old cat.
Please, I'm more than a new cat now. I'm honest. Veteran, you know, this is my third episode, yeah, so nothing like new again. Now I'm in the hot, so yeah, I feel like our other co-hosts should introduce themselves, you know.
Hi everyone, my name is Olani, and apparently I am a new cat because this is my first time on the What's Up in Life podcast, and I hope that I bring the supposed energy that I'm meant to bring, and I can't wait to, you know, converse with intelligent people.
Hi, my name is Chinewa, and I am not a new cat because I've been on the What's Up in Life show before, and I'm excited to be on this episode again, or like on another episode.
People are trying to give him burner treatment. Behave like the video, no worry, it's fine. Only just one person agreed to be the new cat.
You said that you're conversing with intelligent people. I'm the only one that is intelligent too. I don't know about...
He's the only one that is not intelligent. Oh, okay.
That's up for debate.
It's not actually up for debate. It's very, very objective.
Yeah, you find out how intelligent we are. I am and they are not in this episode that we're about to start.
I need the parable of those who play their trumpets, talk about intelligence and... So I won't complete that, so for that you should be able to figure out.
Okay. Okay, I think that everybody's intelligent, but we just have our weird sides.
I think
Toby has something against something against each other. But yeah, like
there's something going on, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like I don't know too.
It's fine.
Yeah. I look forward to knowing you though.
Me too.
Right.
I'm a man of peace. I don't have anything against anyone, but some people, I don't know. It's not right to say foul words.
But then happy International Women's Day, right? Even though it happened some weeks ago, and like 3 days later we celebrated Mother's Day.
Shout out to all the mothers here.
No. How's mother would been?
That's been great. They've been treating me all right. It's just that there are some rocky parts of the journey, but overall. What would they
I like your new weight.
Mm-hmm. Are you not supposed to comment on a woman's weight? You know that's very rude.
And who made that rule?
Women. You're supposed to respect women and their bodies. Keep your opinions to yourself.
I said I like your weight now. Is that not a good compliment? Like,
no, that is not. What do you mean? Okay, what do you mean by you like her weight?
I like the way it's like looks good on her.
What do you mean by that?
Which means what do I mean?
Are you objectifying her body?
No. I'm not objectifying her.
So what do you mean by you like her weight?
I mean, I like how she looks. I like her weight. Like, it was obvious that...
She went for her weight. She didn't even go for her looks.
You know what? Is her weight not part of her look?
But why did you go for that?
This is turning out
so
to me.
So, womanhood has been treating me bad, actually. Sometimes which I was like a man. But I think that... Things go easily for you guys to an extent.
Before we continue, I was just kidding.
I love the assumption people, you know, come up with every time that things go easy for men. I love it and I wish that's true. But then I understand the struggle a woman has to go through, right? But I wish your assumptions were right as well.
I'm not a mother, so everybody knows.
Well, you answered that motherhood has been treating you right. So I was about to ask how many kids.
I'm not a mother.
I actually asked motherhood.
I'm not a mother, but
you are yet to be a mother, right?
No, I'm not even expecting.
Okay.
Still a student.
That's a whole lot.
But for womanhood, based on like my most recent experience, my near-death experience, womanhood is not it at all. Like, it's very hard. And I really think that men can do better for women and stop giving us...
What? Do better in what sense?
Like, they should stop giving us all those if she's not cooking, if she's not cleaning kind of treatment. Like, they should treat us better because it's really difficult being a woman. Because tell me why, like, because you're on your period, you are just basically useless. Mm. You're just rolling up and down, crying, sometimes even throwing up. Like, it is a lot. It's a lot of stress being a woman. And then there's the cat calling, and then there's just a lot of stuff that comes with being a woman that sometimes it's just a lot to handle.
So I think the only way we can do better is just to tell you guys not to cook.
No,
I think that's
that you can treat us better generally.
I think she meant make it easy.
Okay.
Whenever I get faced with conversations like this, because I'm not a woman, I try my best to broaden my horizon and look at the world from your eyes. Obviously, being catcalled, it would really, I don't think that's ideal. I think it's going to be like really weird just being on your own and walking. As soon as like, hey, fine girl, like I like your butt, yeah, like you get that kind of thing. It's weird, and you know, I try and sympathize with women because I know it's hard, you know. It's hard. You would not understand what they are going through unless you're a woman.
Right. And yeah. Same as how women might not understand what men are going through unless they are men.
But
so
but the episode is about women. We agree. So just,
I'm just saying so that it doesn't make it look like, oh, men are the only ones that should understand how women feel. And okay, women should not necessarily be bothered about the other gender's emotions.
So if you have the chance to, like, you know, transgender it or the opposite sex, you do that?
No.
So you love being a woman?
Yes, I actually do.
Like, I don't think any woman would want to be a man. Mm. Unless, like, you are, like, trans. But personally, I like being a woman because there are a lot of things that come with being a woman. You can just, like, I don't know, it's just very comfortable.
You can just stand up and someone says 200k to you.
You can be a man and do that too.
I think you can just stand up and someone sends 200k.
A man can send 200k to another man.
That's it.
Even a woman.
That's if it's only the man or the man is his brother or father.
No.
Transaction. You get now.
So what about for women? Do you think that it's just because she's standing up that giving out?
The way Chinyewa is talking, if she was a man, her name would be Chibuzo. Chibuzo.
What do you think Chibuzo means?
I don't know. I'm just going to call you Chibuzo. Chibuzo.
I like the name Chibuzo.
Oh my god. That's a clue. Fine.
Okay, but like, I don't. Everything with women and men has to do with money. Why? Why was it the fact that, oh, they will send her money that's probably like an advantage?
Toby,
yes. You.
Everyone likes to pretend like money doesn't matter. You like to be like, everyone likes to say, okay, I have morals and you're saying stuff like that. But the truth is, there's a reason like people like money, and there's a reason people work hard for to get money, and there's a reason people go out every day. There's a reason one man is waking up by like 6 a.m. trying to fend for his family and earn money to feed. Like, feed his whole family, take care of his younger ones, send his brother that is in the village school, he gets. I mean, I will not lie, I really like it if I just stand up and someone say, hey, fine boy, transfer like 100k to
but
me.
But you know that happens too.
Okay, Trusha.
You know it happens.
Trusha.
Yes,
maybe,
yeah, you're
maybe
not
I'm
not
on that
yes
level. But I'm talking like the everyday average guy. And these things happen to the everyday average woman
that's
too.
That's not true. Mm-mm. So that's very untrue. Mm-mm. Like, I think
you know that's something
that because it's happening to a select few, and those people are making noise about it. So you think it's the entire population? It's not true. And yes, the men that are getting money, them too, they are not talking. They should come and talk about their experience of getting money, because you know that women send men money randomly.
I would say yes. I'm not going to lie to you. That has happened to me.
When it happened, did you come out and tell everybody, oh my god, this woman just said,
well, I'm not going to come out
exactly,
and start saying
because you're proud and you don't want to change the narrative.
Change which narrative?
The narrative that women,
what is me telling my friend that one babe sent me 10k because I was sad? What's he going to do?
Yeah, that's, let me tell you, the thing is that you're supposed to, because nobody's talk, because no man is like coming out to say, oh, a woman has sent me money for me being sad and trying to cheer me up. Now it now looks like it's just the women that collect money, because when they collect the money, they come out and talk about it, try to appreciate the man that sends them money.
appreciate.
I think that I agree with you that it's not in a man's nature to actually blow their trumpets that, oh, a woman sent me money. But I think that there are better ways to express the fact that women do these things to men too. You don't necessarily have to come on the internet, on Twitter, and be like, oh my gosh, she actually does send me money. But you can always not go against the fact that women do this. Like when people say that actually women do this, don't be like, oh, they don't, because you know,
I'm not
just money. Women will wake up actually shop for their men.
Apparently,
that no, what we're talking about is in a relation. No, doing so, the women I know are very, all of you that are here in this podcast, I love you guys. I've already shared.
And apparently,
like in a relationship,
yes,
I'm sorry, I've not dated any woman that has not been 100% nice to me and has loved me more than like what someone that is in love should do. I'm not this conversation that we're having now, this certain substrata, I'm not talking about when they are in love or when they are in a relationship. I'm just talking about random people that miss themselves on the internet, like privilege. Like you get that's the point I'm trying to make. And
apparently,
what you're saying about me spreading the word, I don't know. My friends know me. I would never like blow the trumpet of saying that women are horrendous and women are bad. Obviously, there are some women that would obviously do bad things. Right. But I'm not one to say that you guys should never speak to women, that fire should burn women or all these things. Right. If you meet a good woman, you would know.
Right.
And good women
but
are
apparently
like
the men that we have in the world today, I'm sorry, they seem to know their worth. And it's crazy because like they feel like if you're not doing this that they would do for a woman, you're not doing it, if you're not reciprocating it, then you're not a good woman, apparently. And some things a woman cannot do it back to you. Like, it's just going to be you doing it to her. Not money this time.
I think Bola needs to share. Men are cheating that women cannot do back.
There you go. Like, men, you guys, the problem about this standard thing where there's a woman collecting money and like she's not sending money back to men, who started the problem? The problem is still men, because
no, man, they do much
like you can go to Twitter today and be complaining about how women don't give men money, blah blah blah. Men should. The next day, there's a man somewhere sending like 1 million to a girl for no apparent. He can't even be married with children and he's chasing this small girl and just sending her money for no reason. So who's like, you people are the ones creating the standards, but we are following it and then you will not be faulting us. For why?
I did not fault anybody. That's not what I said. I said I would like it if I could stand up one day and one random.
You just accosted to the fact that
exactly. Oh yes,
you just said that.
It's not, things like this don't happen to every average guy. I'm telling
things
you.
Things like this don't also happen to every average woman.
Well, women couples is actually more than.
Right.
There's no how bad you are as a woman. There's no how introverted. There's no how religious. Or because I feel like that's those are the factors that I need that can exclude you from these benefits, so to say. You would at least see a guy that would like, you know, offer something. It may not be much, not necessarily have to be like 50k. It could be like, I'll have you eating, come and take something. I'll buy this for you. It could be like, okay, downstairs I bought you something, would you like to eat? This is not happen to guys, except from your inner circle.
Now, do you know how many women in that hostel, that fact whether MTH, doing semo and egusi for men.
My roommate literally spent her money
to make porridge for a man.
Mm-hmm.
And he told her that she should not cook it from her dating in Lagos. That she should come to Lekki and cook it in his kitchen. And apparently, the man has gone out with another woman. So, this thing is mutual.
When we are talking about the level of occurrence in both genders, is actually very far. The margin is so wide.
No, it's actually not.
I'm telling you.
See, let me tell you something.
Okay, fine. You guys are not men, right? I can relate well. I've been in this school for a while, and I've been in men's hostel. And at least in my hostel, we have like more than 14 boys, and to an extent, I know their day-to-day activities, right? So I can tell you this happened in 1 out of 20. I can count the number of rooms I've been and a girl will cook for a woman. And in that same room, I know like 4 boys that is buying shower for babe every night.
Please let me tell you something.
Steady.
The problem now
so
is that...
So that is me putting up a statistics for you now.
The problem now is
right,
that...
For my own
a man
space.
Would do all these things for a, like for any woman. you see a man like that as he's talking to, immediately he's done talking to Bola, he's talking to Bolu, he's talking to this one, he's talking to that one. But when a woman is trying to sacrifice for a man and give a man something, it will be just that man. She does not have exactly. to start chasing the men up and up. So you are the problem. Why are you doing too much for many people?
This is one problem. This is the problem. I'm not going there, but I was just talking about the statistic you put out. Is the fact that when a woman does this, right, it's actually for one singular person, and it's because like she genuinely cares about this person, which is very. But bro, man, a man can actually be doing it for four people.
Yeah. That's what
and apart from that, at least like 8 out of 10 boys is doing this thing. But how many women are doing it? Maybe 3 out of 10.
If you're going to bring up the whole statistics issue, right? Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about men doing more than one woman. That's
with. Yeah, I agree. So, contribute to that. And if you say men started this problem, I agree. 100%.
How?
You said that men, I mean men. You said men started the problem. I agree. Like, men are actually the issue on this. Because, like, they tend to, like,
I'm putting it out there, though. I actually love because men, though.
Yeah. You what?
I love men.
Everybody, I think, in a sense, should, like, love men. Like, we all love men and we love women. All right? You don't love men?
I don't love men. No. I think they show you pepper. They don't, because I don't.
You show them pepper.
I don't. You don't. Okay. Because we don't even relate. My own is just that, like, men should do better. If you guys are expecting somebody to do something,
people you don't even try to relate to, you're telling them to do better. How do you know that they're not even doing
it? I relate to some men. Yeah, I relate to some men. I relate to Toby, for instance, not the original Toby.
But Toby should do better.
Yeah, I feel like somebody gave him 10k, he said that he cannot go and be doing, like, cannot go and be telling people. What does that mean?
Thank you very much.
You know, like, if a witch
somebody got more that. You woman will get me that, like, is that what your men meet us? So if you're setting that standard, bro, I'm with you.
On this set, is that not what happened? On this set, we shot an episode of Meet and Akoka today. And on this set, if you guys can remember, when I was talking to Kofi Baby, he said, why one man go bring car come MTH? Come give babe. What was our response? The mic is in your hand now.
I don't know how to respond.
What do you mean? Her response was, is that not what your mates are doing?
You know, what Toby said is true. Na man, they do man.
Yes.
If people would come and set ridiculous standards,
yeah.
And you, like, women are already, like, human beings generally are competitive.
Yeah.
So if you see somebody doing Z for your friend, do you think that a man bringing A will be enough for you?
I guess it's obviously survival of the fittest.
Exactly. Everybody's trying to stand out.
So like the women are the prize,
so,
you know.
So me, I'm in a friend group now. Mm. All my friends, they used to send them 100K. You will now come and send me 5K as what now?
Wait, hold on. Do you know that? Like, this kind of thing makes it hard. Like,
I feel like if I look at you, men are so in touch with their reality. As a man, even if I in the midst of men, like they have a girlfriend and I do all these things for them, and you didn't want to be known, you still recognize the fact that that's your reality and you're not getting pressured by that.
But women, you will not go to a woman and tell her that my friends, their girls are cooking for them, why are you not cooking for me?
But you
will tell her that which day are you going to finally cook for me?
You will even be
for her. Bro, I'm telling you, you'll be giving her side treatment, so you cannot cook for me at your
Well. Unfortunately, my niggas, they no get big. So, who are they for no drag?
Exactly.
All of them get so.
Men should actually do better.
Yeah, everybody should do better. You as a woman, if you're like with a man, I don't think that you should let him be doing everything. Sometimes you should just wake up and say, you know what, babe, I've already planned a date for, so you have to do is dress up and come and pick you with me, like, and we'll go there and just have fun.
I'm talking to the listeners.
Men that are in serious relationships, they actually sacrifice a lot. And I think that women can step up
and men don't ask for too much.
And yes.
Because men don't ask for anything. Don't tell me men don't ask for too much. Honestly speaking, as a guy, like, I don't know. me, I'm talking for myself. You barely ask because you'll be grateful for anything that a woman is doing. Because you know what in the soap out there. You know how these women they move there. If you are giving 100 before you see one, bro, wait till your eye go see.
I also agree.
The thing you said, you spoke on it. You're saying that thing about how there will be a circle of women and all of her boyfriend. One boyfriend saying 100k, one is saying 20k, one is saying 15 million. Like, almost you knew the guy that you were going to date before you did Kini Kong with him. Now you knew what you were up against. So why are you not feeling pressured if someone's man is doing like what your own man cannot do? There's always going to be a man that has more. That is just the fact. So if you want to be homie hopping now, doing all this thing, you would not have a happy life. That's just the truth.
So you agree that people should just accept what they are with?
Yeah, I feel like this is it. Men should, so far the man actually like opens up like about his finances and you know how much he's capable of. If you are still demanding more than he can actually give, then you are very wicked. And that person should be cut off. Like as a man, you see that your babe is actually demanding more than he can actually provide. It's the right time to cut that off. Because I feel like people that love you, that genuinely care for you, don't want you to go beyond your limits. Just look at us now. We look at our parents. When we feel like that, sometimes we're like, I don't want my parents to pay for this. I don't want to stress this much. Because you feel like, why should I unnecessarily put unnecessary bill on them? All of that. So if you genuinely care for someone, you don't want them to like go beyond their limits. So that's another thing you have to like look at for as a guy.
Fair enough. That's real. And I think women should pick on like some things that men are going through. Like if your man is going through like a lot and you can settle it in whatever way you can, I think you should do it.
For me, I think that men like doing this whole strong exterior. Nobody can see me cry. Nobody can see me break. I'm not going to come here and start saying men can cry. It's okay for man. But this is somebody that you are in a relationship with. And you are going through a lot, and you are not even letting her know, and you are keeping up that front of everything is fine.
Shinira, let me tell you something.
Do you know that I was having a conversation with somebody one day, and he was telling me like all the things that he was going through, and he has a girlfriend, but he was still like doing a lot for this babe, and I was like, look at what you are going through. When are you going to tell her that you cannot keep up this life? You know, said he like both of them cannot have that kind of conversation. Now, like, this is somebody that's supposed to be in your corner. This is someone that's supposed to be there for you when you don't have it.
Ah, Omo. That same girl will go to her friends and tell all her friends that see what my boy. I told my boyfriend to do this thing.
Toby, and let me tell you something. Okay. Maybe people are finding the wrong
women. Yes, that's the thing.
She doesn't like you. Maybe you
know, no, don't say me.
Let me tell you something. Most of the times when these things happen, when like you tell her that, oh, I'm going through a lot, and then she's laughing at you behind your back, it's because you got her with money. You don't even get her with your character or like something else. When you were chasing her, you were using money to chase her. You use money to get her. Now that the money is gone, what do you want us to do? As the money is going, her love for you too is going.
My girlfriend will calm down, go enjoy.
They
play. That's the truth. But yeah, I get you. I get
you. Exactly. We have situations like that.
So, if you like, then calm down.
Calm down.
But the truth is that, most of you know yourself, so it depends on what you want, right?
Well, am I the only one that feels like this? I'm so sorry, you, but like, I was listening to somebody talking on that, and then she was like, don't come to me with problems.
Okay.
And then people were like coming for her, like, what do you mean that everybody goes through a lot? But I don't know, I stand with that. Like, please don't come to me with problems.
Yeah.
Even if you are dating person.
Let me explain what I mean by don't come with problems. I'm not saying that you should not have financial issues and all of that will help you. But don't be somebody that is so problematic. Like, as I said now, don't be a first child. I'm sorry. That the world expects so much from you. And then it now tends to be like every time. There's always an issue with you. Like, I'm sorry, but like, don't come with me, bro. Yes, I am a fashion already. So I'm going through a lot. I know that the world expects so much from me. Don't come with me with problems. Don't come and be like, oh, Jesus, I have this job. I have to do this. I have to do that. I will help in whatever way. I'm not saying financially, but like, don't be somebody that is every time, there's just problem.
So can I develop problem after I've met you? Like, you say I should not come
with me
at all. Okay, so how do you want us to like grow as in a relationship if I can't come to you my problem? If problem they always solve for my life and I cannot talk to my girlfriend. I cannot talk.
I'm just, so, I don't say you shouldn't, but like me, don't come with me with problems.
Okay,
and
so firstborn like girls, that. I should not.
Yes, like, don't, and I'm asking, is that
apart from that thing? Is for me, people are very wicked. So if it's when they have problems, they'll be looking for a relationship. Yeah. I'm telling you, especially the, like when it comes now, to let me financial give you problem. An
example. Let me give yeah. you me example. Me. So there used course, to be this guy anything. That I was talking to, right? And me, I don't like to ask people for money or anything. Okay, yeah. I know they will say that, oh, you're Jonesy. It's not just me. But if you give me, I will collect.
Of course.
But I'm not somebody to ask. So apparently, I don't like. He was very happy about the fact that.
No, the bill.
Now, normal stuff. But then again, it was not like on the babe I used to be with in year 3. She used to ask for money. Then I was very rich. Now things have happened. I'm like,
are you?
What happened to me? I should be with people with problems.
As you know. It's so.
That,
exactly, me too. Not to.
I would say this: a lot of men tend to get lackluster, and you'd actually like slack if like the babe is not keeping on your toes. Mm-hmm. Like believe, it happens to the best of us. It happens to the best of us, honestly speaking. And it's sad, but I mean, it should like if something like that happens to you. It's like be a point of reminder that just because she's not asking doesn't mean you can't do it, but doesn't mean that okay, I'm on. Like I mean, just pay for her nails, you know, do braids, all this. It's like the little thing that us once in a while you get.
I think I'm also tracking that, like whatever you just said, makes sense. Like it's not everything. Like sometimes you can just ask. She's always asking. You feel like this person is just an asker. She's just always doing. You
know, yeah.
Text me. What does she want? Take the initiative. Wake up and be like, oh, I've noticed that for the past 3 weeks you've not done your nails. Are you sure you don't want to do them on my tab or whatever? But then, what Bolani said, me, I'm of the opinion that maybe because I'm the last boy, but me, I'm of the opinion that people that are like go together should stay stronger together. Especially if they go through problems together.
Mm.
If you have a problem and I'm with you, I want you to tell me. I don't want you to be doing, don't worry, everything is fine. Because you're keeping that part of your life away from me. Yeah. I don't like it.
Mm.
So be open, tell me about it so that if like I can help you, I'll help you. If maybe you just want a listening ear, I'll be your listening ear. Like it's not like what's the name? Most of the time they don't even want you to find solutions. They just want you to listen.
I don't believe that. Before a man can open up to you, I'm sorry. I mean, this is quite controversial, but most guys, before a guy can really open up to you, he has to feel some certain way that if I tell this girl, like, or if I tell this person about my problem, would they find a solution? I mean, because a lot of men are not emotionally intelligent. So like maybe one just wants a listening ear, or one just wants someone that almost me then shall hear my problem. Like I do, but that's how most men are. They like to keep it inside.
Like to dodge you, so that they tell you the problem already. Right. So that if I've given you my problem, you know I problem, so you dare not. Exactly. So that's the tactic sometimes.
Like you said, men, when they tell you, or not even only a woman, when they tell anybody the issue they are going with, they feel like even if it's 5%, you should provide like a solution for them. So, yes, like even they don't necessarily think that you should settle everything, but they feel like if they are telling you at least, you know, 5%, not necessarily money, it can be like the line of work, it can be something that you explain to them.
But really, you as a man, why would you be like with somebody? And you're having problems, and you don't even want to see if this person now is sensible enough to help me out with this problem. So your own is just to be with her, pay for her nails, pay for her hair. When you're having problems, you solve it on your own. This person that you want to end up with, this person you want to spend your life with, that you're having serious problems later in life, like really serious problems. Like maybe you're trying to ship something to the country, and they held it at the border. You can't even share it with this person. That's a lot.
I feel like it depends on what you're building. That's very important. So if your relationship, you guys know what you want. If you want something that lasts long, or probably building something that leads to something important, probably marriage or whatever, maybe you take all those things into consideration. But sometimes most people don't build relationship with this in mind. This is just to live in the moment. So, and I feel like that's the problem, because you already know what you want. Just
she's for the moment, he's for the moment. So of course, why do I want to like share a very large part of my life with somebody that by tomorrow or next week we'll no longer be together? So it has to do with what you guys want. So if you can figure out that you guys actually want the same thing and you're building something that like stretches beyond the immediate, then all these theories can actually work.
You can't really like in the situation about problem solving, most times for someone to like a guy to actually approach a girl and he wants to date her, and he has like a certain level of expectancy of the money and like his capabilities, not just financially, everything. So when problems arise, it may not necessarily arise immediately. Now you can be with someone for almost over like well over, let's say 6 months, I don't want to say 1 year, and then you don't have any problem. And then when you've been dating her for over 6 months, 7 months now, maybe you lose your job or you're going through something like, and you now start talking to that person and she's like, why are you saying this to me? Like, do you get? You have to actually date to find out. And if it doesn't happen, what do you do then? And we've already married one babe and you've been like so wealthy and maybe you do not have anything again. What are you supposed to do?
Toby said that you are supposed to know what you are building. But me, I feel like even now you can be dating somebody and maybe marriage is never in your mind. But at the end of the day, you guys will end up married. And there's some people that you are saying that I want to date this person, I want to marry this person, and before you know it, 2 years later, you guys are not together again.
No, you don't get my point. You don't have to have marriage in mind. And I don't believe that you should meet somebody today that thinking about marriage. It's very wrong. No, you can't. Dating is basically for you to like, you know, like to vet yourself, to actually like if the what I'm saying is that some people don't actually date for the purpose of long term. They know like, among this babe, this guy is just for a year, it's just for 2 months, it's just for like when I did this school before I graduate, because so that's what I'm saying. It's different from like, okay, I genuinely love this person and I'm open to like build something in long term there, if it leads to marriage, if it doesn't, but I'm like genuinely interested in building something with this person, like I'm really in a proper relationship with this person. So that's what I'm saying.
Personally, I don't think there's someone that can tick out all your boxes. I mean, we don't make human beings. Like, it's not that easy to just know that this is what I want in someone and you particularly find them. I think love is very delicate and it has to like include with a lot of sacrifices. Because personally, I will not lie, one thing I hate is people that snore. It drives me insane. Like, I go crazy. So imagine I now marry a girl that snores. Imagine I marry a girl that snores and then she's like a good wife, a good mother, she's financially smart and everything. Will I now say that, oh, my, as this babe don't snore, now nah, red flag, I cannot like be with her?
In a red flag, like, I won't even be able to
see. But the point I'm trying to make is that some people date like to train too. You can just date someone that I'm training. This is like a training for what it would be like to be with one person for the rest of your life. So, it's not just like everything is not just black and white, there are different aspects to it.
Life is different, everything is not always as it's planned, and the thing you have in your head is not necessarily how it will be when it plays out. So, yeah,
okay, so that's just it, guys. And it's very nice having you guys on this episode. So, it's been a very long day, all right? So, guys, see you next time on another episode of What's Up in the Lag. Thank you very much for listening. Keep listening to What's Up in the Lag on every platform. Instagram, What's Up in the Lag. On Twitter, at What's Up in the Lag 1. And the new episode, the new series that is coming out called Mutanako Kite. So, thank you very much, guys. And see your favorite guy signing out. See you to the BI.
Oh my, I don't leave him for a guy. Toby's out. Toby has gone.